Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 766. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We're going right through the book of Revelation. I'm in the midst of it at this present time. And we have music and letters. But right now, let's pray that God will, Father God, that you will continue anointing me. Give me even a bigger anointing today. These scriptures seem to be obscure from the people in the world because they're symbolic. Many metaphors, there's reality. The metaphors are reality as well. However, they don't know how to disseminate it. And Lord, let it just sink into their hearts, deep down into their spirits, into their souls, and into their minds, because you're going to hear the only one interpretation of the Bible. There's not two, there's just one, and it's not for our carnal minds to try to figure out. We have to receive it as a little child receives things. They just believe that their mother, their dad, has good things for them, if they're decent people. And they believe that you, even more than their parents, have better things for them. And it's for sure that you do. Lord, rebuke every demonic spirit that is fighting people, spirits. Destroy the works of Satan in everything and in everybody. Make a clear channel for people to hear what the Spirit, what you, the Spirit of God, are saying unto the churches, unto each one of us that are the temple of God. And open doors for us and bind, rebuke, destroy the works of Satan. In Jesus' name I pray that the souls in this world will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going back into the 11th chapter of Revelation, and we're at verse 14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Verse 15, and the seventh angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In other words, God is the ruler forever and ever. All these other kingdoms are gone, and they're gone forever. Verse 16, and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God. Verse 17, saying, we give thee thanks. Thank you, God, for showing us the way, the truth, and the life, and that we should be humble. O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. All these years that the Lord has allowed this person to rule because people would not listen to God, but when they start coming back to God, God has an army of people now, and they are doing what he said. They're humble themselves. They're not full of pride anymore. A remnant of them. Verse 18, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. Your wrath is come. There's nothing they can do against your wrath. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Verse 19, and the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. Well, the word of God. It's the word of God, which is the ark of his testament. In these people of God is Jesus, the word of God. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And I explained what that was. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. Every time we deliver a soul, Satan attacks, and all the angels in heaven give glory unto God. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, this great red dragon, having 7 heads instead of all these stars, and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. One isn't enough. He got to be the ruler of the world. And the one world government is like that. They want to rule the world. They want to impose democracy, which is nothing more than hypocrisy on the entire world. It is nothing more than a satanic rulership. And his tail drew the third part of the stars, or the angels of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. And this is a constant thing every day, for souls are one every day, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. All the children. I remember when I first got saved, people started coming to me saying, don't leave your career, don't do this. Oh, you've got to stop that. That's craziness. You must have lost your mind. This is Satan talking right out of their mouth. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Well, that man-child is Christ, and also his body. His body is him too, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, we are his body. So we're to rule all nations with a rod of iron, with his word. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Well, Christ was taken up, and we're sitting there, the Bible says, in heavenly places with him on his throne, because we're attached to him. We are members of his body. Even though we're here on earth, we're connected to the throne of God in heaven with him. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness. Well, the Spirit of God drove Jesus into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God. So those of us that are, Jesus knew what to do when he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And we also know where she hath a place prepared of God. God has prepared a place for us, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Well, in the wrath of God is coming down on earth, we have a safe place. Well, where is that place in the wilderness? You think I'm going to tell you, you Antichrist bastards? No, I won't. And I don't even know yet myself, because the Lord will tell me at the time that we're supposed to go. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 8, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Well, they were allowed to go up to the throne of God, the devil, and bring accusations day and night against the people, the children of the Lord. But not any longer. He's thrown down now, and he knows that his time is short. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, he's called, which deceiveth the whole world. Don't you people know that you're deceived? Why do you like to follow worldly power, which is no power at all, and you know very good and well that it has no power against the word of God? He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation. Well, when the devil's thrown down here, and he deceived Eve, and then Eve deceived Adam. So the Lord showed us how to have salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. The kingdom of God, we have to have the kingdom of God in us. When the kingdom of God, the Bible says, comes without observation. It enters into us, and therefore we have strength and power. And we also have the power of the Lord's Christ, Jesus, in us. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, and he's doing his work here, which accused them before our God day and night. So, if he accuses us before God, it's a very little thing for him to accuse us before mankind. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Well, what is the word of our testimony? That's Jesus, amen? That's the word of God. So we are able to overcome him by getting all of our sins removed from us by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, and by the word of their testimony. Well, I testify that I didn't know the Lord God, and then Jesus spoke to me from heaven and told me that I have to tell people about Jesus, and I wondered about it, and I felt his power, and I felt his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and I knew that he was real, and he pulled the breath in and out of my body as though it were nothing, like he was playing with a yo-yo, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Well, what could possibly make you not love your own life? That would be the fear of the Lord. Because you know that the Lord has a place prepared for us in heaven for those that fear him and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. Verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. All right, now verse 13. And when the dragon, the devil, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted, that's just what I was saying, the woman. Well, is the woman on earth here? Yes, the bride of Christ is here. The kingdom of heaven is in our hearts, in our bodies. It comes without observation because it's invisible. It comes into us. So he persecutes the woman which brought forth the man-child, who brought forth Christ the head and also his body. We are that woman. Amen?
Amen.
We're the New Jerusalem. Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. Well, the wings are simply symbolic of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will usher us quickly as a great eagle, that we might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished. God will nourish us just as he did Elijah, and will nourish us just as he did the children of Israel for 40 years, for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent, this satanic being, the devil. Well, if we know we're going to be nourished and we don't have to worry about buying and selling, there's no need for us to take the mark of the beast. Amen?
Amen.
Well, how will we feed our children? It isn't your children you're worried about, it's you. You're saying that God is not able to feed his children. When he feeds all the little birds and reptiles and everything else on this earth, he takes care of them, and he'll take care of those of you who really trust in the Lord. I trust in God. from the face of the dragon, the serpent. Verse 15, and the serpent, the dragon, cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Well, what is this water? The water of the Lord comes out of us and preaches the word of God. It's simply, we preach the truth, and the serpent preaches fallacy, false doctrine, everything to discourage you from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the water as a flood that comes out of this weasel's mouth, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Well, don't you see the flood of false doctrine? Jesus never really rose from the dead. They say that his bones were found in a cave. Who said that? Let's identify yourself. Too many people saw him. Many people, over 500 people, saw him ascend into the kingdom of heaven. And he said, I'm not a spirit, I'm bone and flesh and blood. Spirits don't have bone and flesh and blood. Amen? Amen. And here he was carried up into heaven, his bones and his flesh and his blood. But a lot of people will be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth. We are made out of the earth, and we open our mouth with the word of God and substantiate what God says, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon casts out of his mouth. In other words, we're resisting the devil by preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
And we resisted him by learning the word of God so that we're able to use the sword of the word of God with great skill. By the Spirit, we stay in the Spirit so that we know how to swallow up the flood which the dragon casts out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, with the body of Christ, with Christ's bride, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. Well, who is this? Of course, it's the body of Christ, amen?
Amen?
The church, the bride of Christ. And have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What do you think I'm talking about here? I'm talking about that which the Lord Jesus Christ gave me. Jesus has become the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, and he's in me. He's my comforter. Chapter 13, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Pride! Oh, we're more proud. We have so much proud. Everybody knows how much pride I have. And I blaspheme God because actually I'm bigger than him, the devil is saying. I'm God. I will rise up above the throne of God. I am God. No, you're not, you weasel. So, like this one, he got 10 horns and 10 crowns. One's never enough with him. He wants to rule the whole world. He wants the whole, everything to be democracy, which is nothing more than hypocrisy. Nothing more than a lie told by Satan. Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. The devil gave him his power, the great red dragon, and his seat and great authority. Well, his seat, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, is in the city of the seven hills, or the seven mountains. That's Rome. And who sits there and big and fat and sassy is the devil's incarnate, the Vatican, the Pope. And he has great authority because he's political, and he has a force of humans that will destroy anyone if they don't do as he says. They killed President Kennedy because he wouldn't honor them, and now they'll kill you and anyone else that doesn't obey what he says. Well, it's time. I have to take this up tomorrow, so make sure you turn in. It's for your own good. We have letters. Where's the first one from?
From Uganda, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they say.
Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, thank you very much for the very good and nice radio teachings on Radio East Africa. I'm writing to inform you that I have been helped to come out from my old traditions and customs, which have no place in the house of God. In Uganda and Africa as a whole, such things have hindered the growth of the Church of God. And if you continue to teach this powerful message, I hope those who tune to your program will come out and fight for Christ. God be with you. Yours faithfully, Felicia from Goradi, Uganda, Africa.
Okay, do you have another letter?
Yes, from Ondo State, Nigeria. Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I heard your message on Radio Africa, and I converted to Christ because you taught me the way of salvation. I want to work for Christ through your ministry, and I want you to send me one full Holy Bible, CDs, literatures, and some other available religious materials that I can distribute to people to move people closer to God. I will be glad if you can send me your CDs of any of your messages on Radio Africa. I also need your video cassettes of services. I need more materials to distribute to people. I hope you could send me the materials I needed. I shall let you know when the materials arrive. May God bless you always. Yours sincerely, Ilori from Ondo State, Nigeria.
All right. Now, don't be so full of pride that you're going to reject salvation from the Lord. His word says you must be born again. It's not a, well, you should, but if you want to go to heaven, you must be born of the Spirit. Now, you're born into the world in the flesh by your earthly mother and dad, but you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the Lord doesn't want you. He wants you to be saved and then never sin again, and then to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow the Lord. And so the way that you become saved, the way you become united with the Lord, is to say the prayer. And that prayer, it goes like this. Just say it to the Lord now with all your heart. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 766.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. You're going to hear more from the Book of Revelation, to tell you the actuality of the very truth of it. And here I am to sing for you before